This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the watchman's report. The ground is shifting beneath our feet, a fracturing of the old order. Israel, do you feel it? It is not merely the rumble of tanks, nor the cries of the afflicted, but a deeper tremor, a realignment of the pillars upon which false kingdoms stand. For too long, the nations have bowed before the golden calf, the illusion of security offered by Babylon, now manifested in the systems of debt and control we see today. But Yahuwah is a jealous El, and he will not share his people's allegiance with idols of stone and paper. We see the cracks widening. The whispers of de-dollarization are growing into a chorus, nations seeking alternatives, seeking to break free from the stranglehold of a corrupt financial system. Do not mistake this for mere economic strategy. This is Yahuwah dismantling the false gods, exposing the fragility of power built on inequity. Yirmiyahu warned us, did he not? Cursed is the one who trusts in the arm of flesh, who turns his heart away from the Most High. And now, the nations are beginning to understand, though often driven by self-preservation rather than true repentance. Look closely at the movements of Edom. Hingley Petrochemical, a key instrument of their influence, initially yielded to the pressure of the Americans. A momentary pause, a feigned compliance. But do not be deceived. Edom does not surrender easily. They are masters of adaptation, of finding new paths to maintain their dominion. They will circumvent, they will manipulate, they will tighten their grip even as it appears to loosen. For generations, Edom's wealth has been amassed through exploitation, the plunder of resources, the subjugation of peoples. Obadiah prophesied their reaping, and we are witnessing the beginnings of that harvest. But understand, this is not a swift and total destruction. It is a prolonged unraveling, a slow erosion of their power, designed to expose their wickedness and reveal the depth of their corruption. They are desperate, grasping at any means to maintain control. And that desperation will lead to increasingly erratic and dangerous behavior. And what of Israel? What of the watchmen within the walls? We see a disturbing trend, a prioritization of control over justice. The surveillance state expands, reaching into every corner of life, while those entrusted with upholding righteousness delay and obfuscate. This is the mark of a beastly system, a regime more concerned with self-preservation than with the well-being of its people. Daniel spoke of a power that would seek to change times and laws, and we see that spirit at work today. This is not the Israel of our forefathers, the Israel who walked with Yahuwah in the wilderness. This is a nation disconnected from its covenant, seduced by the allure of the matrix, the digital realm of control and deception. The call to disconnect is not a call to retreat into isolation, but a call to reclaim our sovereignty, to forge a new path built on righteous commerce and genuine community, to build structures that are not beholden to the corrupt systems of Babylon, to remember the blessings promised to those who walk in obedience, abundance, security, and a deep connection to Yahuwah. But even as Edom struggles to maintain its grip and Israel stumbles in darkness, there are signs of a new alignment. Look east. Despite Edom's relentless interference, Iran and Pakistan are forging ahead with their alliance, a disruption of the established order, a realignment of geopolitical forces. Yahuwah is raising up new players, shifting the balance of power and challenging the dominance of the old guard. Ezekiel foretold of nations gathering against Israel, but he also spoke of those who would stand with Jacob in the days to come. And yet, amidst these shifting sands, the shadow of exile continues to fall upon Israel. Violence consumes the land, fracturing the nation and scattering the people. This is not a random occurrence. It is a fulfillment of prophecy, a continuation of the pattern of judgment that has plagued our people for centuries. Yirmiyahu spoke of a time of tribulation, a refining fire that would test our faith and purify our hearts. The scattering, the suffering, these are not signs of abandonment, but signs of Yahuwah's relentless pursuit of his covenant people. The watchman sees these threads converging: the crumbling foundations of Edom, the escalating control within Israel, the growing disconnect from the true path, the resilience of the Eastern Alliance, and the enduring reality of exile. It is a complex tapestry, woven with threads of judgment and restoration, of darkness and light. But through it all, one truth remains. Yahusha reigns. Mashiach the King is sovereign over all kingdoms, and he will ultimately establish his righteous dominion over all the earth. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.